Zainab Johnson is in the building!
Yay!
Yes.
Arguably one of the funniest women, just people, on the comedy circuit right now. You did a show last night at Punchline Houston.
Yeah, I did.
And you still got up to come in.
I know it was hard, but I'm here and I'm happy to see y'all.
And also looking fabulous, making me feel bad.
No, don't. Thank you. Thank you.
You look
so
good.
Just made me feel so much better. Thank you.
God, I tried to put my lashes on for you this morning.
Really?
And had a huge fiasco with the glue.
Yeah, you can't put on lashes early in the morning. I don't wear lashes. Yeah, no, you can't do it.
I was late 10 minutes. Yeah. I said, you know what? Never mind. She's going to have to see my real lashes. I don't care.
But I was admiring your wing.
Oh, your
eyeliner.
Yes,
I do.
Mas Mexicana.
Yeah,
that would be me, girl. That would be me.
I feel like I'm in a group chat.
Okay, let me ask you, are you a good cook?
No, I'm not a good cook, but the things that I can cook very well.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah. What's a specialty?
Yo, I'm a French toast.
Ooh!
Yeah, I can do some French toast. Some scrambled egg. Like I can make you a nice breakfast. That's where I start.
But breakfast for dinner is always great too.
Breakfast for dinner is always great.
And French toast. Let me think. So you're good with milk and eggs. That's what and bread.
But you know,
there's a theme here.
Yeah. You gotta choose the bread. You gotta add cinnamon. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You gotta cook it. Uh-huh. You know,
okay,
like,
you're right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I hate
deal.
The soggy middle of that.
Exactly.
You know, have you ever had somebody in your family leave the middle of the French toast soggy?
Oh, disgusting.
Oh, it's so disgusting. Yeah,
and you got to go to a bakery. You don't get sliced bread from the grocery store.
Yo.
Go to a bakery.
Oh.
Go to a bakery. Get you some brioche.
Wait, hold on. Oh, brioche.
Listen, this is not regular French toast. If you can only do one thing, you got to do it good.
Okay, well.
You got to do it big.
You're not into baking bread? Everybody get into baking bread during the pandemic.
Yeah, but we're not in the pandemic no more.
We're back at the bakery. Forget that homemade bread. We're done with that. All right. Who's the best cook in your family?
My brother. One of my older brothers.
Your brother?
Some of my favorite memories are him making a lemon meringue pies and things, and I'm just whisking the egg whites.
That's how you make them fluffy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And let me tell you a little secret right now, and this is just between all of us.
Okay.
You do not have to add cream to your eggs. If you whip them enough, they are already fluffy. Fluffier than if you add cream.
Yeah.
And you know that because you used to whisk them right. You remove the yolk, of course.
Yeah, but
you leave that yolk in there and you whip for like 3 minutes. Fluffiest scrunch will change your life.
Yeah, you have good eggs and an arm workout.
Exactly. All at the same time.
Yeah.
My husband gets that anyway.
Yeah.
But so let's take one more call. We have Babs. Actually, we're going to take all these calls because I've got everybody in hold. We got Babs on line 5. Hi, good morning, Babs. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Is that you?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Babs, welcome. We have Zainab Johnson on with us. She's one of the funniest.
Hello, Zainab.
Hi.
Oh, she's
wonderful.
Okay, talk to me about the worst cook and best cook in your family, girl.
The worst, God bless her, was Aunt Hazel. She was good, but you'd watch everybody like, who's going to pick up her deviled egg?
No!
It's usually there's a hair or something in it.
Oh,
no!
That would be me who got that deviled egg. For some reason, I get all the hairy food there is out there.
Everywhere we go to eat, Babs, for some reason, my husband will get the food with the hair in it everywhere. He's just gotten used to it. He just pulls it out and throws it.
But you know what? I do think you can age out of cooking. How old is Aunt Hazel? Because I do think sometimes you get...
She was older.
Yeah.
But I mean, her eyes were bad, so she didn't even notice when when her cream cheese had mold on it or something, you know.
So we never said nothing.
We didn't hurt her feelings.
Yeah, no, you can't. And who's the best cook, Babs? Who's the best cook in the fam?
Me.
Let's go, Babs!
That's right. It's the truth. I took over because I didn't like instant potatoes. I gotta have Beth butter in it. I gotta have the good ingredients.
Yeah, who was making instant potatoes?
Oh yeah, they started doing that.
Yeah,
so
we can't do that.
I like mixing it up. I'll have traditional turkey, but I'll also maybe one year have lasagna or spaghetti and meatballs.
Add a little flavor.
I'm Italian.
Yes.
Or I'd have the gumbo, but we didn't do the chicken and the sausage in the gumbo.
Okay.
It was shrimp, okra, you know. I want to taste the shrimp. I don't want to taste the other stuff.
Just the shrimp, not the sausage and all the other. You know what's interesting? Yeah. You said the Italian food. My daughter, Ava Maddock, well, I'm married, obviously, Otto on the phone, our daughter. Uh-huh. She says, Mom, I have a request for Thanksgiving. I said, what do you want? She said, I want asado. I want carne con chile. I want tortillas. Ooh. I said, that's not Thanksgiving. That's Mexican dinner. Like, what? She said, no, that's what I want, along with turkey stuffing and gravy.
Yeah.
She wants a little spice in her life. Zainab, so for Thanksgiving, what's a specialty at your house? What are you guys eating?
Okay, so you know I'm Muslim, so we don't really do the
You're not doing me. It's different. But do you do a holiday dinner? Any holiday dinner?
So my sister, she definitely puts together a mac and cheese.
Oh!
Yeah, she definitely puts together a mac and cheese. And then one of my older sisters one year tried to fry a turkey, and she did the math wrong. Like, she didn't throw it out or something. It was burnt on the outside. It was really fried on the outside.
That's not good. Nobody ate that, right?
No, nobody ate it. And we felt bad because she's emotional.
Well, at least you could say, you know what? We're Muslim. We have an excuse.
Yeah. So.
We'll be back with more Zainab after this. Good morning.
And I'm sorry. I just don't get the...
Oh, hold on, Babs. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I had to go to legal or we're going to get fired.
Oh, I love it.
No, I love you.
I don't get the green bean casserole.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I don't do that. I don't get the can. I don't get it.
Do you know the history of green bean casserole?
I have no idea.
So back in the 50s, soup was like not a big deal, right? Soup was a new thing, condensed soup, and they had to figure out how to sell that disgusting mushroom soup. Mm. And so Campbell's hired a chef who came up with that concoction, whatever it is, and they would go on television in the 50s, and this woman who was dressed in heels and everything would make it, and that's where it all came from.
I never had green bean casserole in my life.
Propaganda. Don't try it. Babs, we love you. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
What's your go-to when it comes to family, when it comes to hanging out with your 13 siblings, when it comes to just conversation in general? How do you get attention from 12 other siblings?
I'm actually the quiet one. I prefer...
No!
Yes. I'm an observer. So that's why when you see me perform, I tend to bring the family onto stage. I just watch what they do. They are live. They're performers. But I'm the one that just brings it to the public.
Really?
Yes. But when I'm in a house around them, I'm quiet. Yeah, I don't want to do work. Yeah.
Stay in the background.
Yes.
Because I'm an only child, so I've always wondered what it's like grow up with that many. What was the bathroom situation like?
We're always sharing a bathroom, but to be honest, I'm the type of person, I have the bathroom door open. And that might come from me growing up with so many people, but I'm going to ask you, I don't care if it's my first or second time at your house. If we're having a conversation, I'm like, I got to use the bathroom. Can I leave the door open?
You want to continue the conversation inside the bathroom?
If you are my friend or close to me, I'm like, come in the bathroom with me. It's bad.
I don't know. Well, Otto and I do that, but we're married. I'm not so sure I'll do that with my best friend. That might be coming a little. That's a
I had plenty of practice growing up with two brothers and a sister, though. We did the same thing. It was always an open door policy because when you only have one bathroom for four kids, guess what? You're going to share that bathroom.
Yeah.
I guess. Once in a while, Otto will be like, come here. And I'll go in there and I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, here's the thing. You know when you got to get, you know when it's about to go to the point where it should be private.
Okay,
then you like, you know, I'm going to close the door.
A little bit.
But for the most part, the number ones, it's like, leave this door open. What's up? What we we don't have to have a break in a conversation for number one. No.
Okay, so we have Pamela and Evan on the line. Zainab Johnson is in the building.
Woo! Yes. Punchline this weekend.
Yeah, fresh off her performance last night. And she showed up. She's such a pro.
Yes.
I'm just such a fan of hers.
Blended right into the show.
She did. She just came in hot. Part of the show. Okay, Pamela's on line three. Jack, did you say? Producer Jack, line three? Okay, go to line three. Hi, good morning, Pamela and Evan. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zainab.
I watch her
all the time on TikTok. Love her.
Woo! Yay! Gotta love her. Now, you both said you wanted to talk about good cooks and bad cooks. Who's the bad cook in the family? Evans.
Probably your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
His mom.
Oh, no!
He didn't want to say Moms that because he didn't want to be mean.
Grandma's like just goading him on. Just say it's your mother.
She comes by it honestly. She got it from me. I won't even deny that.
Oh! Tell
It's hereditary.
Grandma! Grandma, but Pamela!
Well, nature versus nurture.
Yeah, that's what it is. Why is it, do you think, that you haven't picked up the cooking skills?
Well, honestly, it wasn't really a priority when I was growing up. We were taught to do every other household chore you can think of.
Okay.
But cooking, they would limit it to like Hamburger Helper or something. So you had set directions and you really couldn't mess it up.
Yeah, that's like earlier, Danielle. She's like, I was a Hamburger Helper. That was my house.
Third reference, Hamburger Helper has got.
So I never had it. So my grandmother was a cook. Mm-hmm. She cooked everything. And we didn't have a lot. We were humble beginnings, but she made things like fideo, which is a pasta dish, tastes like a fine dining. Mm. She just made the best food. So my friend Denise, though, she had Hamburger Helper. And I loved it. I thought it was the best thing ever because I never had those kind of things. When I would go to her house, she would have things like beef ravioli, Chef Boyardee. I just thought it was the best thing ever because I never had that kind of thing.
Yeah. Me and my brother grew up with so much Hamburger Helper, like the mac and cheese with the ground beef.
Yes.
I can't eat it. It was every single night.
My favorite is stroganoff. Zainab, now she's like, what are y'all talking about? The stroganoff. Yeah, you have no idea.
I have no idea, but I'm sitting here appreciating my mother because my mother baked bread. My mother used to she used to cook proper meals every single day. Man. So I'm gonna go softer on her.
Yes, you have to. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think too.
Even if it wasn't the greatest, it came from the heart.
It did, Pamela. That's the thing with my Nana. She cooked every day. She'd make tortillas. She would make the best food. And I don't think I appreciated it. I always wanted to eat out. McDonald's. Yeah. I want McDonald's. She'd be like, no, I would do anything now for her cooking.
You know,
I really would. Pamela, Evan, we love you both so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Bye.
We love you too, Dana. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Evan said, I got to get my last word in right there. Yeah, we talked about you having a lot of siblings. You're one of 13. Mm-hmm. Your dad worked for the city.
Yeah, he worked for MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority.
So you grew up in New York. What part of New York? Because when I was little, I thought there was only Manhattan. I didn't know it.
I grew up in Manhattan. I grew up in specifically Harlem, which is a neighborhood in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But I was born in Brooklyn. And I think a lot of people don't know that like New York City is made up of five boroughs.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And they all have very distinct identities, you know? But that makes up New York City. And I grew up in Manhattan.
She said, I did. Yeah. I grew up fancy. having a father who worked for the city, and I think about my Nana, we just talked about her. She always wanted me to get that city job, that state job, get that good pension, get that good retirement. Did your dad talk to you about those things? I mean, what did Pop and Mom say when you said, I'm going to be a comedian?
Yeah, my father wasn't like, you work a state job.
Okay.
My father was like, whatever you want to do, just make sure you do it the best. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And my mom was like a homemaker. So she was just like...
Baking bread.
She was baking bread and making sure that we were in the right schools and all of that stuff. But my father, anytime I had a complaint, my father would try and turn it into a job.
Oh,
wait,
really?
He would. Uh-huh. I would be like, because my first job was at the Gap. I'll never forget that. It was at the Gap. And I was like, they're doing this wrong. And there, I think he was like, you should start an operations consultant. And I'm like, what? I'm 16. What? Anytime, anything. I'm like, you know, the trains are dirty. He's like, you should really start a campaign.
Yes. And I'm like, turn every complaint into a lesson and a job.
Yes.
He had 13 kids.
Like, now when I think about it later, anytime I have a complaint, I'm like, you know, my father told me I needed to be a consultant for.
That is so beautiful. Do they still live in the same place?
My father passed away.
Oh.
And no, my mom doesn't live in New York City anymore. She lives in Michigan. Drastically different.
Yeah.
What went Manhattan to Michigan? How did that happen?
My grandparents retired there.
Right.
And when my mom started to get a little bit older, you know, she wanted like my younger brothers and sisters to be able to run and have a yard.
Absolutely.
And so, she moved there and she loves it. We were just back in New York City because I had a show there and it was my mom's birthday. And I was like, do you miss it? She was like, I do, but I also love my garden and I love my grass.
That's one of the things about New York. You know, it is fabulous and I've always wanted to live there, but your girl's poor, so she can't. But there's not a lot of space. You do have to have a lot of money to have things like food and yards and things like that. You know, it's an expensive city for a reason. It's fabulous.
And it's fast-paced.
Houston is fast paced too, though. I'm not gonna lie. You know, we lived here, Otto, how many, 15 years ago? I don't know how long. We just moved back. This is a different place.
Okay.
Now, you're obviously, Zainab Johnson's in the house. If you just turned the radio on, she performed last night at Punchline Houston. She's there tonight and two shows tomorrow, mañana as well. But Houston has grown exponentially.
You know what? Even if y'all got a lot going on, and I really do love Houston, it's so large, who would ever know?
Right.
It's so incredibly large.
What are they?
I have been to Houston so many times and have never been to the same place twice. It's so large.
There's a saying that Houston is 45 minutes away from Houston.
Yeah.
And you don't ever have to eat at the same restaurant twice in a year
listen,
if you don't want to.
You guys, space. Listen, that's what needs to be on the license plates.
Yes.
Space.
It's not just NASA. It's Houston. Zainab, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I'm fangirling. I mean that. I'm such a fan of yours.
Zainab, thank you so much for having me. Like, it's always a pleasure.
It's lovely to have you in. And I just let you know, Zainab will make you feel bad about yourself. She's about 5'11", gorgeous. I'm probably 5'2" on a good day. And you're just beautiful inside and out.
Oh,
I can't wait to see you tonight at Punchline and two shows tomorrow.
Yes.
Welcome to Houston.